Melting Titanium number 39, January 5th, 2010. We're going to go back a bit and start way into the thing, way into the recording, up to the three-hour mark of this particular session. Now, this is about the two Vatican guys, the Archbishop and Cardinal, that started listening, and I think this is when Ian calls them out. He says, they're here. I think they've been here before. There's an Archbishop and a Cardinal who had ESP and picked up on us and were listening, fascinated by our melting titanium, and joined in. And they were not allowed to tell their buddies they are engaging ESP. Eventually, they did tell the Pope. They just couldn't hold it back in. So we start with Ion talking about the audience, what the audience members of Melting Titanium are doing.
We have this radio show, and it's called Melting Titanium, and it's an ESP show. Many people are now enjoying it, and they're practicing it even amongst themselves, that they're doing ESP from people to people discussing the show.
And they're meeting each other. They're becoming aware of other people. How are the cardinals, or the archbishops, whatever they were?
They're quiet.
But they keep listening. They tune
in. They do.
Well, they can't stop listening because they can hear it, no matter whether they want to or not. Or can they tune us out if they want to?
Oh, no, 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 no. Wait, let's just have a little fun here. Since you got us to a place we've never been before, so you're thoroughly awake now. So good. We're so glad. We want to welcome Bob to the show. Great, Bob. Great to have you.
Yeah, I got trapped in the snowstorm. Sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, we had that global warming, global warming. We're glad to invite you in for the last little tidbit of this. It's great. We're glad you could join us tonight. It's great.
Thank you.
Here you go. Their church says that you're supposed to listen to the Spirit. They say that you should sojourn yourself to have an engagement with the Holy Spirit. They say that there's a Savior, a God, that you should have a relationship with, a close relationship. So much so that you hide that relationship inside the confines of your heart and make a seamless connection to the Messiah and your beingness. So Ion must be a good Catholic then, right?
Because
we say the same thing, but without the rules and the regulations and the frankincense. Oh, no, frankincense is okay. And a side of peyote and a little myrrh and oil and vinegar and wine and, you know, please yourself. Snuff, tobacco, things that you smell, smoke, puff, shoot, drink, spit up, projectile vomit, you know, discharge, all of it. We like it all. It's wonderful.
And so they're listening, and they don't admit it. Are they two archbishops? One's a cardinal, or?
No. You have dioceses, and then you have bishops that sit in through the papacy. The cardinal would be in the
Vatican.
Well, no, yes, but we're talking about the cardinals. There is a conclave. That's a grouping of selected cardinals that participate, representing the sets of dioceses. So you can be a cardinal, but not in the conclave.
No, you're a cardinal in the conclave.
No, you can be a cardinal and not be part of the conclave.
Oh, okay.
See, there's degrees.
Do they have archbishops, or that's just the Anglican Church?
They have archbishops, absolutely.
Right. So the two guys are listening. What are they, bishops, archbishops, or cardinals?
One's an archbishop, one's cardinal. Well, we say cardinal. He is in the position of being blessed with a cardinal hat.
But is he a member of the conclave?
No, that's why we say it that way.
Can they block the show with their minds if they don't want to listen to it?
If they were able to do that, then they couldn't be cardinals in the Catholic Church.
Why?
Because with the Spirit moves, they have to do it.
Right.
That'll hit you about 3 o'clock in the morning.
When I first raised the question, can they block it, blah, 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 I said, oh, no, that's a good question. And then you went into something, but you didn't seem to answer directly. But
yes, we did. We said they couldn't.
No, but before that, when I brought it up 5 minutes before, we went off
on. We weren't ready for the answer.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. So they are forced to hear this. They're forced to hear the Spirit.
They're happy to. They're happy to allow the Spirit to flow.
I say to people that JW is not a medium.
No.
He's not a medium, so we call him a large, and he has to be large because he's got the whole guff coming in. He's allowing access to the whole guff, who are not necessarily ghosts or entities or spirits.
No, let's just clean that up.
And my point is,
the guff is non-physical, all of non-physical, because the guff is a finite separation between the beingness that is you. But non-physical is not in the guff. Non-physical is here, right now. And they all have non-physical. They don't all have the guff.
Who's they?
Human creator.
They all have non-physical.
And whoever you tell that to, and those are the ones.
Yeah, and they don't necessarily have the guff. They have to be in transition to have the guff, right?
That's correct. So are you saying that you go to cemeteries and have these conversations with where the recently departed have been planted?
No. We're having conversations with non-physical.
No, you're having conversations with individual human creators that you're describing your interaction with us, which is non-physical. Good. You want to say it that way?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you are human creators?
No, Bob. We're saying that you are having conversations with what you tell people.
Oh, well, yeah. I tell human creators that JW emits something that's never happened before, the non-physical. And then I sort of say it's a guff, but I shouldn't say that. It's not the guff. It's non-physical.
Right. And that's what it takes for them to understand it. Great, but let them ask the question rather than you cramming it down their throat hole.
Sylvia Brown channeled the non-physical.
I thought she was just psychic.
Oh, okay. So you mean when Ion says this is JW's a conduit, a large for the non-physical, that is a unique phenomenon in human experience, human history, compared to Edgar Cayce, Evergreen.
Well, for the completion of it, because we're not prophets. We're not a prophet. We're not prophetic, okay? We don't channel things like tuning, like a TV body. That would be like saying that JW would then be a Sony thing with the remote control. You'd have the remote control and you could tune in to whichever bat station you wanted to tune in to. But it's not limited to that. It's into the larger dynamic of all the frequencies within physical and non-physical are able to flow. Now, you sat here in your Melting Titanium show and you asked about other human creators and how they're doing, and we told you. That are in physical. They're not departed. They're not stone cold dead. They're still alive.
Yeah. So JW allows himself to tune into all frequencies or to have all frequencies in touch with Ion.
No, Bob, don't make it so hard. Let's soften it up. We were finishing the sentence, which would have given you the word.
Okay.
That's okay. No problem. We didn't forget. So you're in love.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go. What JW allows is the non-physical part that is him to become so entangled in his physicalness that an odd anomaly takes place. And the anomaly is that he gains access to all non-physical and makes it readily available for other human creators to embrace at any moment's notice.
Did Michael Blake Reed access the non-physical?
No, he didn't say that. What he said is that he channeled the Evergreens.
Definitely,
that's all.
That's not what Ion is doing.
That's correct. There were limitations regarding it.
I know, we don't even know that. So was Edgar Cayce, what did he claim? Was he channeling a spirit?
No, he said that he would give readings from beyond.
And that is his way of saying he's in touch with the non-physical?
Nope.
All right, so we're pointing out that Ion is a unique phenomenon. The way you're defining yourself and what JW does is unique.
All right, what did Jane Roberts do?
She channeled something called Seth, I guess.
Correct. So it was limited only to Seth's word.
Cosmic awareness is an interesting definition. The mediums, Worcester and Shockley and Doobie claim.
Yes, there is... no, wait. It's limited because it has only to do with that which is called cosmic. If it doesn't fit into a cosmic reference, then it's excluded.
Right.
And most of the human dynamics that they were going to be good at, that's when they went to fighting with each other. As to whose power would reign supreme when they threw Dave out of his own work.
That's why in the reading you go, this awareness indicates. Awareness would be a more apt word than putting cosmic in front of it, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
But now you can be aware of something that's just stupidly wrong.
Okay.
So that, when we're talking about our movie, we talk about how all these so-called channels, they all had the voice of non-physical. So now we're kind of undoing
that. No. The voice of is not the words. The voice of, a voiceover, it doesn't have anything to do with the participant. Everyone has non-physical. And that non-physical is the same non-physical. So, Adolf Hitler has the non-physical. Murdy has the non-physical. Robert Shuler has the non-physical.
Well, I mean, every one of the 6 billion people has a non-physical, so that sort of dilutes our point.
Does it?
Well, no, we're saying the voice is when the person comes into their power.
Yes.
And that would be the voice, not the words, or vice versa.
Well, then the words, the person could mess up the words and filter.
They did. Many times they did.
They filter it wrong.
They do. They get it all tangled up. Edgar Casey said that this was going to happen and that Bimini was going to blow up and blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. Then many called him a false prophet because if he was doing something spiritual, it ought to be right.
Right.
Well, how did spirit get it wrong? Because the individual human creator is more powerful than all of non-physical.
The coming into their power indicated by the same Morgan Freeman voice. If you're in your power, you don't necessarily get the words right.
No.
You always get the words right if you're in your power?
Yes.
Did the Tibetan Buddhists, did they have mediumship in their monasteries? And did they have non-physical manifest?
Yes.
In the way we're experiencing ion?
No.
How was it different?
Rules and regulations. It had to fit within the confines of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, or it wasn't allowed.
So there's been non-physical showing up in different ways in human history.
There's been non-physical always.
Yeah, there's always
been. There's been recognition of non-physical. Many ways, different times, different ways, different places.
But there have always been rules. This is the first time there are no rules.
Well, only one rule, and that's no rule.
And that, so it applies not only to the reading, it applies to what's different about JW and ION. This is the first time it's shown up with no rules other than one rule.
Very good.
There's no rules in this manifestation, non-physical. Could you give just a slight example of how it showed up in the Tibetan Buddhist monastery? What was the environment?
Well, they were enlightened, and they understood their enlightenment, and they set up a requiem of how they would follow or allow the requiem to be explored. And only within those dynamics was it allowed. And outside of that dynamic, then it would be an abomination. And you likely would be off with your head.
Did they have someone go into trance and talk? They didn't have that kind. So how did it manifest in them other than their own acquiring their own power?
They just knew.
They knew.
And they experienced all time and all beyond time and all.
No, they did not experience time. The Book of the Dead never gives reference to time.
So they experienced.
Ever.
They got freed from the concept of time.
No, they never embraced it the first time.
What did they experience when we're talking about them having access to non-physical, other than how everybody does? But what was their anomalous way of doing it?
Well, first they had to sleep with Warren Beatty and have an orgasm and be juiced by your little buddy that loves Carolyn so.
You mean Gary Knoll?
Gary Knoll. And then they had to get in the hot tub with Shirley MacLaine. and go visit her in the retirement home, bring rose water for her to bathe in. And then they had to go to the snow island in Hawaii and play in the snow and make snowballs. And if they had snowballs in Hawaii, then they could have ice water in hell. And then it got all worked out from there. No, 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 we're being cheeky.
Yeah.
They come to a place of enlightenment. Once they got to the place of enlightenment, then they realized that there really weren't any rules. So they felt that they had to have some confines, otherwise they could never sustain themselves on this planet. Well, son of a gun, they actually started not being on this planet because they realized in their ascension that they could have parallel experiences and hide their secret Shangri-La place of delight right here on their planet Earth. And that becomes a multi-dimension continuum. And if your authors had started it off that way and left time out of it, we would be singing the praises of the expanded continuum. But we can't even use that word anymore because you won't use continuum without a time-space involved.
Yeah.
And we're just not going to have it. We're just not going to have it. It is not.
You said if they had not used the words or used the word, who are you referring to there?
The ones that were running the typesetting for the printing press.
Oh, yeah.
Today. The tweeters.
The Gutenberg people or now? Tweeters now.
All of it.
Anybody, if you use the words, if you hadn't used time, you'd be okay.
Time does never serve you well.
So when Joyce begins Finney's Wake with the word river run, that is a way of starting being consciousness without getting into space and time. Good
word. Because they don't judge the river by how fast it runs. It could be a swift river. But then you could widen it out, and that same river runs slow. It's a flow. It's a flow. It's not a timed event.
So the river run was a good way. Joyce was the first human being to start off the book without getting bogged down in space and time, which everybody does.
But he got crossways of it because it didn't fit, and he couldn't even finish his own place because the timed event wasn't timed.
But he...
timely enough.
That's right. The whole thing was about what time was it in the park.
Well, we're trying to explain what time was not.
He was trying to.
Right.
He made the mistake of involving the concept of time in trying to point out the non-timed.
And he found out that he didn't have enough time to finish the work.
He had the CAD being asked by ECE what time was it in the park. That's a key encounter, and much flows out of it. That's the problem. He worked with a time point. Now, he might have been trying to say, here we have this time encounter. Now, I'm going to point out how that we don't know what time it is. And he did that in the book, but he couldn't stop it. He wasn't satisfied. He couldn't get it perfect about making the point.
Well, because he engaged the point of... He would have been easier to describe that when you eat food, it takes this long to digest and then is eliminated. Well, that's not even a standard. So people know that. Sometimes you eat a meal and it might be a day and it might be 30 minutes and you'll digest it and then you got your bowels will move. And then sometimes it takes a week. Well, if you have time, then you ought to be able to say how long it takes. And when the outcome will be, then you can plan. Then those that wear diapers, they could just put them on the pot at that time, and then they're good. Okay? But you can't even gauge how your own digestion works with food you're consuming. So if you can't do that, how in the world do you think you could set up a continuum that would include a timed event of every dynamic that nothing abides by? Roses bloom when they want to, not when you say it's time.
His dilemma was that he was looking at the dark ages caused by the book, and he just kept fighting and picking at it.
Or maybe the book caused the dark ages.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He saw that, and then he tried to communicate that, but the problem was, the catch-22 is he was using a book to do it. And then he referred to all other media to try to get out of the book phenomenon, but he still remained in the book.
And that was popularized through the book.
What was popularized?
The blaming of all other media to get shit out of the book. It's funny.
The blaming of all other media? Is that what you say he's doing in there?
Was what he was trying to do.
Yeah, he was blaming all other media.
Through a book.
Wait, which he believed was the greatest medium.
The greatest medium left him wanting because he couldn't get it completed. Well, if it's the best way to do it, why couldn't he get it right to suit him?
Right, but he knew.
He didn't even get his work to fit to suit him.
He took on a disease as a joke. I started a joke and it became a tragedy. He was pointing out the problems with the book culture, and he just couldn't leave it. He just kept playing with the book.
Shakespeare had that. He called it fatalism, didn't he?
You have to learn to drop it all. Drop it all. You ain't going to get it done. It's
drop it all. There's your miracle drug. Drop it all.
Yeah.
That's it.
What is it? Stop, lock, and smother and roll?
That's what you do to a hot dog, Bob. Put the hot dog, you stop, you drop it, you smother it, and you put it in a roll. And you
What is that phrase?
Stop, drop, and roll when you're on fire.
That's what he couldn't do.
Right.
But we give him that he start off with the correct word, river run.
Oh, and it's perfect. It's not a problem. It's great. That'd be the same way with inventing a new cancer so that you can describe what cancer is.
And
same thing. Same song.
And I like that gyroscopic balls hitting each other, or the 70s game where the balls have hanging from strings, a bunch of them, and they bounce off each other. That's the way the river runs.
Oh, like Warren Beatty.
Yes, he runs that way. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
Oh, no, that's Tigger. Wait, don't mess it up.
Who went bouncy? Oh, yeah, that's some woman who Randy Rhodes would play. She was a comedian. They would sing, bouncy, let your boobs bounce, she would sing to her women groups. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Anyway, bouncy, bouncy, bouncy is a silly cliche phrase. That's what living at all frequencies is. Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Ian uses this phrase. You bumped into this. You bumped into that. The bumping into it is evoked by that image of the little balls bouncing off each other. You know, that, I don't know what that toy is called, but that's a good image. That's sort of what you call Newtonian billiard balls. The Newtonian billiard balls, which McLuhan was saying, nah, not so much. We don't want to go too Newtonian. It's too hard and discrete particles. But Ion is implying that realities are sort of like the billiard balls bouncing off each other.
Only because you set that up as a rule, yes.
Yeah.
You can stop them and start them, and you can take two of the balls on the outside and hit them at the same time, and the kinetic energy will release, and they'll bounce back off themselves the same way as they bump into the other one to move the other out. You can climb floors, and then worlds show up. You can go downstairs, and worlds disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the rooftop, and you open the door and take a step, and you go, ah! I'm on the rooftop. Wait a minute. I better pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Why do you got to pay for attention? Now there's a bill. Oh, you mean I'm going to have a bill of particulars that comes with this paying of attention? Oh, this is going to be great. I really am going to enjoy this. I've just now got the cable bill paid, and now I'm going to have a bill of attention. That becomes a fun thing. So that's why we have to come back and say this. Relax and allow. Soften it up. Get your foot off the gas. Don't slam on the brakes. Just let it coast where you want it to go. Be easy about all this and stop making a great big huge thing out of great big nothingnesses, because the nothingnesses are serving you very well. You like this blissful place of not caring, because now you care so much about everything that you've got yourself in a position where you don't really care about anything. Good. It's wonderful.
And you want to quote the audience on as we end?
No, they were just exactly playing with the fun play that they're figuring it out, because it's resonating with their non-physical. And it is easy. This is not hard. No test at the end of this.
So what do we get, 2,000 people listening now?
A little more.
Are some of the ESPers telling other ESPers?
Yes, they are. Folks are noticing that it's okay, and they can do it quietly in their bedroom, and nobody knows. And they don't have to write a book about it, and it doesn't have to be validated by your oakery.
Psychic people listening to two people who aren't psychic. That's what's funny. Trying to become psychic. That's
the unpsychically psychic.
Yeah, yeah. That's us, me and Carol.
The unpsychically psychic.
All right.
Very good. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you.